And when you say location, what location are you talking about? The 81022 location?
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Noah?
This is.
Hey, Noah. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Man, it's been a long week. I'm just happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I understand you were speaking with Tara. It sounded like you had a question as she was sending you over to me. I only caught the tail end of it. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, I was just wondering the location that she was speaking of, like, when, you know, she said something, I believe it was 81022.
Is that Pueblo County, Colorado?
It's Avondale.
That's Pueblo County.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for an excavating contractor in Pueblo County. Is that you? You fit that description?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was hoping so, because you're on Google's qualified candidates list. That's what's making us call you.
Okay.
So you have to be.
And you guys are
chat.
With a company called Loco Splash, right?
Local, like people in your area, and then splash like water. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep, we're a premier Google partner. So if you just do a simple search, I don't know if you're near a computer, but if you just type in, like, is Local Splash a Google partner, Google will tell you, you know, where. Here, I could send it to you, actually. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Just to show you who we are. Because we're not going to get anywhere if you don't know that you're talking to the right people, right?
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and do this. Boom, bam, 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 bam. Send this text off to you. My name's John, by the way. I'm the director here. So I know you were going over everything with Tara. Did you have any questions outside of just the cost?
Not too much. I mean, from what she had explained to me, it's not like there's a whole lot of work and everything, right?
For you?
Yeah, for me. Necessarily to do the thing, you know, to do all this stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that on the aspect of me needing to, you know,
we just need your cooperation. I mean, we got to make sure we're representing you properly. So we need your input on what kind of jobs we're listing you for. Like, sometimes you run into guys that just want to dig a trench for a septic tank instead of doing, like, grading and resloping. You know, I know that's probably a bad example, but we customize it to you. So, you know, we want to interview you. We want to make sure that we're covering the right areas, putting you up there for the right keywords. Your website looks how you want it to look. So you're not doing anything technical as far as, like, jumping on the computer and doing these things. We do it all for you, but we do want your input. So that way we're representing the business properly. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So it's pretty easy. I got guys that are like 75 years old that just, you know, as long as you can answer a phone and you're good at what you do, then you should be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Google advertising has been the easiest and most profitable way to market for the last 18 years. So it's usually because Google provides the Google partners. You know, a lot of other advertising services just kind of like, here you go, good luck. You know, there's nobody back there customizing it and forcing the issue if you're not computer savvy. With Google, they have the Google partners to do that. So that would essentially be our role with your company.
Yeah, it's kind of like some of the, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm describing them wrong, but like the e-commerce companies that will, you know, say that not essentially too much, but a little, like, I spoke with a lot of companies and that I've seen on, you know, social media and stuff like that. And I've reached out to some of them that could bring in leads for me, right? And help me build a website and all that stuff out. And I'm not too sure if I don't want to go that route. I've tried that stuff before with my ranch and some beef and stuff, and it didn't work too well. I feel like, that's what I, you know, I could have done all that work myself without having to pay all that money and everything. I ended up doing all the website stuff and everything myself anyhow, you know.
Yeah, that's why when you said e-commerce, I was like, because we're definitely not like that. We're a Google partner.
Yeah,
company.
That's it. Yeah.
So in order to get verified on Google, a lot of times business owners will try to get their listings verified and run some ads. They'll end up getting transferred over to a Google partner in order to do that. So you need a partner in order to get on the first page. It's the only way.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing anything that – or a lot of building the website and the listings, you can create the listings on your own. I don't want to make you think that you can't create a Google business profile, create a Facebook page, run ads on Facebook, and do those. But to get on the first page of Google, that goes through the Google partners. And to get the verification done for that, because it's a different type of verification, different forms, that has to go through the Google partners.
Okay. Cool.
Does that make sense? The reason you want to be on the first page is because 90% of the traffic starts and stops there. But what Google is not going to have is somebody unverified being referred to people, right? So if we're not verifying the information and creating it and getting you set up, they're not going to promote you or recommend you to other people without going through that process. So that's the whole point of us being there.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
I like the sound of it.
But we do other things too, because we run into guys that are new, you know, they need their website built. Okay, we got you. You know, we want you to have the website because.
Now, let me ask you something about that real quick. If I were to have you guys help me build out a website, is that something else that's going to cost me so much a month?
No. We have package deals for you. I sent you the pricing pages so you can see the breakdowns of them.
You sent that to my phone?
Yeah, I texted it to this number we're on right now, the 240-1388.
Oh, yeah. I got the other link. I had got the first link that you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't get that other one.
No, no problem. I kind of sent them all, like, back to back, and some of them are just a copy-paste from my browser here. But there's a package that we were recommending for you, and this is why Tara asked me to jump on the line, because you're so new. Usually a new business, they need the platinum package. That's the one with the website, everything included. It even has Facebook ads that'll give your Facebook page a boost. That one's advertised at $599. With the new in business credit that she requested for you, I can reduce the rate on that package to just $299. It makes it significantly more affordable for you. But that'll include the website too, all the hosting, the domain name purchase. That's all included in the bundle. That's the most popular for new companies, because it's kind of like a one size fits all. Instead of you going through all this trial and error of, let me see how Yelp works. Let me see how Yellow Pages works. Let's see how Facebook works. Let's see how Bing works. We'll actually create all of them at the same time as you're getting the first page placement on Google. And then you'll have your own account dashboard that'll have them all funnel to it. It's all integrated into one system, so you could see all the leads and where they came from and how each platform's performing. It helps you keep track of your customers. It operates as like a CRM within the app. So you have all your customers right in there. And the beauty of that package is it doesn't hit you with any additional charges from any of the leads that come in. So it's not going to be like Home Advisor by Angie's where, you know, every time you get a call, you're getting docked a lead fee, even if you didn't get it, right? This, it's just one flat monthly rate. The $299 covers everything. You get charged one time per month, and then all the leads are funneled into the app. So the customers have the ability to call you directly. It's not something that they're, like, filling out a form and we're pushing it out to you and four other guys in the area like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. And I'd definitely like to try it out, man.
Okay.
And you guys will help me create a web page, a website and all that stuff with the, you said the platinum.
The platinum.
The $299.
Yep. So it's the platinum package is $599. I'm going to reduce it to $299 month to month.
Sweet, dude. Yeah, I'd be down to try it. I'm interested.
Okay. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with what you have now, then this, I mean, it's only going to take you, 30, 60 days, and you'll see the difference. What's your last name, Noah?
Nicci.
O-L-I.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a Google verification form via email. And then I'm also going to send you a full outline of the agreement that's documenting everything we're doing for you with the discounted pricing structure. And then I'll also send you your own username and password so you can access your account dashboard through our app. What's your business email address?
So my business email address is Arkline. It's A-R-K-L-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Excavations. And it's one word. Arkline Excavations. There's no dash or nothing like that.
Okay, and the S is at the end? It's plural?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then it's LLC.
LLC.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, and you can only have one phone number for your Google business profile. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
So, just real quick, I was literally, like, it was kind of odd, but I was literally, like as we were speaking, I was working on setting up my Google stuff.
Perfect timing, huh?
I'm not even kidding you. I'm literally at the spot to where please enter your mailing address to verify. Am I still going to need to do all that stuff, or?
No, we got this. The next question I was just going to ask you is what's your street address, because they're going to send you a form in the mail, and then the form that I emailed you, or we're going to email you, you have to fill that out, and then it's going to ask you to do a little video for us to push through your verification. But it's better we do it so we can make sure there's no discrepancies. You don't want to have, like, different name, address, phone number, or anything like that on the internet. Same thing with your website. It all has to match up or else the AI will flag it and it ends up getting suspended. And then you go through this like two month long loop of us having to go back and backtrack it and fix it. So I just want to submit everything correctly at the right time. So don't mess with that anymore. Just leave that alone.
Okay.
We'll create it and then we'll send over the ownership of it. And then we're just the manager. So even if you leave us later, you still keep it. We just remove ourselves as manager and you'll still have everything. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, another question that I've got for you. I just opened up a PO box for my business, but my business
No, we can't do that. We can't do that, Noah. So we use your address, but we hide your address so that way people can't get turn by turn directions to you. But you can't verify a PO box with Google.
I got you. That's why it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to do the address and it wasn't working.
We got you.
Okay.
Just trust me. Let us do it. Because if you mess it up, it's just going to throw you through this loop and you're going to be missing all your customers throughout the peak time of the year. So let's just let us get in there and get it up and running and do it the right way.
Sounds good. So we'll start. You need my address, correct?
Correct. They're going to send a letter in the mail here as well. When you receive it, it'll say Google on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back we'll get from you.
Okay.
All right. What's the address?
So the address is 100 Avondale Boulevard.
Avondale Boulevard.
Okay, Avondale, Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Is there any other, like, suite number or anything like that, apartment number?
No, it's a home address.
Okay. And it's 81022 to be correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have a logo developed yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you have any pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I can get some pictures of some ideas and stuff that I've kind of created, and then I kind of messed with AI a little bit, but I didn't quite, you know, like exactly what it had created, but
okay.
I have some stuff that I've kind of come up with because I've kind of based, this off of like, like a ranch kind of thing. So I was going to kind of use like a brand idea, like brands like with irons and stuff. But but I'm not too sure. I don't have it quite yet to answer your question.
Okay. We can help you with that. I sent you an email address for you to send in what you do have. We'll use that as like a starting point, and then I'll have my graphic design team to sit down with you and figure out what you want to do with it and get it customized. And then also like any before and after pictures you have, send them to that email as well. We're going to use that content for your website, for your Google business profile. Just want to be able to show people what you could do, because you're going to be starting from zero. You're going to have no reviews or anything.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to be available between 2 and 3 o'clock today?
Yeah, I can be.
Okay. Because that's the only slot we have left for today as far as client interviews. Otherwise, I got to push it. Oh, actually, I could do tomorrow. Let me see here.
I'll make today work.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and snag this last spot for the day. Give me 1 second. I want to get that before it disappears. We can get things rolling before the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. It's not going to be up and running over the weekend, right? I mean, we have to...
No, I understand.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to give you that idea. It's not a flip of the switch. We got to verify everything before we can post it. Okay. Excavations. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to this appointment at 2 o'clock. It's going to be with one of our representatives here. They'll walk you through the whole process. It's really easy. And then you'll get a text message reminder at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and snag that. You should see that come through to your Gmail. And then let me go back here. Address good. Website good. Okay. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I think I had it listed from 9 to 5.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday or with the weekends as well?
Monday through Saturday.
Through Saturday. Okay. Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. And you already created the Facebook page, right?
No, sir.
Okay. Should create the business Facebook page. That you can do. That one's no big deal. It's pretty quick, but it's personal. So it wants you to have like your own email, verify your own birth date and everything. Just like creating an email account. Just create the page. And then once it's created, we could do all the content and run the ads through that as well. Cause you're going to have some Facebook ads too with the package, and the Facebook ads, we could get that up and running real quick. Like it doesn't have to rely on the Google verification process. So if we could start pulling some leads from that while we're getting the Google stuff up and running, that would help too.
Okay.
Try to get some traction going as soon as possible. That way by the time the next bill rolls around. I mean, the kind of work you do, if we just nail down one of them before the next bill comes around, you'd be pretty happy. You should see a good like 4-to-1 ROI there.
Yeah.
All right. So I got the profile set up here. Client interview is confirmed. All right. So I just have to secure the first month's payment, and then we'll do a voice verification. After the voice verification, I'll actually process the payment method, and then it'll automatically send out your Google verification form, your outline of the agreement in writing, and it'll also send out the username and password. So in terms of securing your first month's payment, Noah, how did you want to do that?
I got a card for you.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
So it's 5-3-8-0-0-3-8-0-0-9-7-9-6-9-7-9-6-5-6-8-0-9-6-8-0.
Okay, and your expiration date, month, and year?
03/28.
03/28.
Yes.
Okay. And then 3-digit code on the back.
247.
247. Okay. Let's go ahead and update. I'm not going to process this just yet. There is a security question here. This is in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if you want to verify their identity. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Noah?
T-Bone.
Oh, can you spell that for me?
T and then B-O-N-E.
Oh, T-Bone. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a dog?
Like the T-Bone? Yeah, the dog. He was a boxer.
Oh, nice. You know, it's funny. My first dog was a pit bull. We adopted him. We got him like for $100 at the pound. They were going to put him down and he was like 3 months old. And, we asked them why the family that had him gave him up. And they said that he was in a family full of boxers and they all beat up on him because he was the pit bull. He was like the outcast, you know? So long story short, we ended up naming him Ali, like Muhammad Ali, because he grew up fighting boxers.
That's awesome.
Best dog I ever had, $100 from the pound, you know? I had to basically raise him myself.
Yeah.
My parents got him for me when I was 6 years old.
Nice. Yeah, we've had some pit bulls. They're good dogs.
I've got one of those miniature ones now.
Yeah,
it's all about the owner. I tell people that all the time. Like, there's no such thing as bad dogs. There's bad owners.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got your profile set up here. There is a verification that I have to read to you. It's a voice verification recording. Google requires this on every new account. So it's just going to outline the service agreement, and then we send this to you in writing to sign off on. Before I jump into that, I do want to throw these out there. There's some prepay options that they have here in this prompt. You don't have to jump on these. I'm just going to throw them out there because they can save you money. There's a 3-month prepay that you could do. It's $700. That'll actually save you about $200 over the next 3 months, even with the discounts that we've already applied. There's a 6-month prepay you could do for $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a year prepay you could do for $2,500. And that will save you $1,100 over the course of the year. Would you like to capitalize on any of these?
At the moment, I won't be able to. I'll just have to do the month-to-month, unfortunately.
You have my number in there, so anytime you want to switch it, just let me know.
Okay.
All right, Noah, and then I'm going to turn on this recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You're on a recorded line, Noah. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Arcline Excavations and Equipment Services.
Thank you.
LLC.
And can you state... Oh, let me go back. Hold on 1 second here. Do I make sure we have the LLC in your business name? Okay. Steve. It looks more professional, too, so I want to make sure that that's displayed. And that's exactly why Google has us do these verifications, because it wasn't in there. Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Noah Nikolai, owner, operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Noah, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, especially in the first 2 weeks. And then obviously ongoing, it's really important that you're responsive to clients within a reasonable period of time, which they consider 24 to 48 hours. So in signing up with our company today, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a 24 to 48 hour period?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not saying that you can't do anything else, Noah. All we're saying is like after today, it's really important that we don't have any discrepancies. I kind of touched on this a little earlier. So everything online has to match up. So if you're going to add something, just double check with us. Make sure that you're not duplicating any listings, submitting any inaccurate information, or paying for something that we're already doing for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 3rd, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. We've included the website for you at no additional cost. And I've also waived the $299 setup fee that's in our fine print. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it's going to stay in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Okay. For all new accounts, we do ask for a 3-month verbal commitment from you. Okay. It's very important. We ask that you give it that time period before you hard evaluate it as a long-term marketing solution, just so that we can make sure that you have everything up and running and in a position to have generated ROI before you evaluate it. Okay. So we want a 3-month verbal from you. Okay. There are no cancellation fees or penalties, unless you cancel prior to 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So it's really important that you get past that 3 months. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you should have received a notification from your bank. You have to authorize the transaction, it looks like.
Okay.
Is there a little one in the background?
Yeah, I've got two little kiddos.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. I was like, am I hearing kids in here in the office? Or or is that coming from his end? How old are they?
I've got a son that's 8 and then a daughter that's 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you have about that same gap. My son's about to be 5 on April 28th. And my wife is pushing hard for another one right now. And I feel like it'll be the same age gap. I just have a bad feeling in my gut that it's going to be a daughter. And I'm kind of like, hesitant, because if there's one thing that's going to push me over the edge, it's somebody messing with my daughter.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But it is, dude, it's absolutely amazing being a girl dad.
I know
and,
that.
And yeah,
dude,
once
that's
you
a crazy
have
thing. Yeah, I have 3 nieces. My brother, my older brother, he had 3 girls, and he's so happy, and they love him so much. They love him in a way my son just wants to play. It's not the same, I guess. I'm not saying he doesn't love his dad. He loves his dad. He tells me every day, but it's amazing to see my brother with his daughters and the bond that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm not seeing that approval. I don't know if it would be in my...
It might be in your banking. Usually it's an automated text message for your protection for any out-of-state transactions, because we're in California. So a lot of times the banks will set that up, but it gave a generic decline. So rather than me like assume that there wasn't funds, I'm guessing it's the out-of-state transaction and you just have to approve it. So it could be in your app. How old are you, Noah?
I'm 27.
Whoa, and you have an 8-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Man, you were getting to it early.
Yeah.
Wow. I pegged you as a little older. Because I'm 32. I'm about to be 33. And I waited till I was your age before I had my first one. But I was deadly scared of kids. I was the uncle that was like, I'm never having them. And then me and my wife got carried away. Surprise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was a little bit the opposite. I, for one, I was just really good with kids. and I got a really big family and stuff like that. And so I've always been around and helping with taking care of other kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what made me like not afraid when it happened. So I'm the third born of five kids. So I grew up in a big family, and then my sisters and my brothers were always like, you would be the best dad, you'd be the best dad. And I was like, nah, I'm going to travel the world, enjoy my money. I worked hard. I went to college. Worked hard to get to where I was at. So I just didn't want to – I just wanted to enjoy it and not have them. So I was like anti-kid, anti-kid. I was never concerned about being a good dad. I was just more like being selfish. And I was like, okay, I'll just be the uncle to them and spoil them. And I can leave them and go travel Europe. I got all that out of my system, though, so it was nice. It worked out according to plan. I spent my early 20s just traveling and working a lot.
Well, nice.
Yeah. Now, I'm kind of scared, actually. I'm in August. Oh.
What's that?
Oh, I was saying I kind of kept my son out of, like, pre-K, so he's barely going to start school this August. Like, he turns 5 at the end of this month, and then his first – he goes to kindergarten on August 17th.
We did the same exact thing with my son.
Yeah, let them enjoy their first couple years.
It was one of the best decisions.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I spent so much time, like, just traveling and hanging out with him, and I have him in jiu-jitsu. We roll around at night when we get home. I think that's the best thing because he's going to get into the system of not being able to sleep in, always, you know, they basically have them working without getting paid.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. That's one of the reasons why we homeschool my son now.
We farm and
ranch as well. And
beautiful.
Man, I don't know, you know, I don't know. The schools nowadays, for one, they're not how they were used to be, but the curriculums and stuff, it's just, I don't know. So we've tried homeschooling and it's working well. But
yeah, I think that's good too. I'm worried about not him, but other kids, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what people are teaching their kids, and then the schools themselves, you know, I went to the registration. They have you register them 6 months before school year starts. So last month I went down there and had a big old meeting with all the new students and all the parents and the teachers. I was looking at some of these teachers going, I don't know if I want this lady talking to my son.
I would. Yeah, you know what, man? My best recommendation for you is to go with your gut. Because that's it. I'll be straightforward with you. What you are describing to me of your fears is what we've encountered with my son, and that's one of the main reasons why we took him out of the system.
Yeah. Well, I'll let him start it up.
It's been so much better.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it is. The only reason I do it is because, like, I don't want to rob him of his childhood, you know, because it's just him. He's got his cousins, but he doesn't have any brothers or sisters. And I just think that'll socialize him a bit more, get him better at dealing with people, maybe give it like a year or two. And then if it really starts getting crazy and he starts asking me crazy questions and I could tell that it's a negative, I'll definitely pull him out. I won't hesitate.
Yeah.
I just want to give him a chance to talk to people and, you know what I mean, see what's out there a little bit.
Yeah, and so we even tried, you know, a different school and stuff that was like a really agricultural related base school way out of town and stuff like that. And it was, I'll be honest with you, it was a good school. But when my son was coming home and telling me how he didn't, for one, he was being bullied and stuff like that, but for two, he felt like he wasn't acknowledged. Nobody cared about him. Nobody involved him. And I'm getting told all these really good things about my son by all these teachers and stuff like that. But when I bring this stuff to their attention, they turn around and tell me that they didn't even know any of that was happening. And so, I mean, it just confirmed to me that my son was correct. And he wasn't bullcrapping me or anything like that, and that they weren't paying attention to him.
Jesus. Yeah, it's killing
me. For some reason, I don't know why this isn't sending me. Can you try sending that verification again?
Yeah, let me try to process it. Yeah, because it comes out automatically once I try to run the payment, but it's just giving me a decline, and then it's saying retry transaction, but it's not really telling me the specific reason why it's declining your payment. Usually a decline two is like insufficient funds, or it'll tell us if there was a security code error or the dates didn't match. You know, it's just giving me a straight decline. So trying to see if maybe I
can. I know it's not insufficient.
Okay. Well, let's just verify the card number and the address here. So the 100 Avondale Boulevard, Avondale, Colorado, 81022 is the billing address for the card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the card, it just reads Noah Nicolai?
It reads Noah Nicolai, N-I-C-C-O-L-I, and then it reads Arcline Excavations.
Okay, so it does have the business name on it. So let me add that. Okay, and then let's verify the card number as well. I have it here. Give me 1 second. All right, so I have 5380.
Mm-hmm.
3800.
Yep.
9796.
Yep.
And then 5680.
Yep.
Okay, and then you said it was March of 2028?
Yeah.
Okay, and 246 is the security code.
That's what it was, 247.
Ah, okay. That'll happen. Okay. Let me fix this. I wonder if you said 247 and maybe I just hit 246. One thing about me is I socialize too much. Oh,
I think 246 is actually one of my card numbers.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. They always get on me like, pay attention. You're always talking to people. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to be working with these guys, I got to know who I'm dealing with. So I like to talk. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have one, though.
All right, let me go and update. Okay, for security reasons, please wait 30 seconds before authorizing transaction. Okay. All right, Google verification letter has been sent in the mail. Okay, good. They already mailed your verification letter.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Said it usually takes 3 to 5 days to get to you. From California to Colorado. So should have it before this time next week.
Okay.
Should be able to get the website, everything go up and running prior to then, though. All right. So, try to reprocess. Nope. Oh, shoot. Okay. Saying 5 minutes. Okay. I have Amy from our accounting. Actually, she's going to attempt to process it on her end because it's given me a 5 minute message here. It went from 30 seconds to all of a sudden now it wants me to wait 5 minutes to authorize it. Because of the decline.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that'll go through. So I'm not too concerned about the billing. We're going to be working together, so it's going to get resolved one way or another. The main things that I want you to focus on, just so that we can get everything going as quickly as possible, right? There's going to be the email that'll come through. The email is going to have a full outline of everything in writing, and then it's also going to have a Google verification form. Okay, it's important that you sign off on the agreement with everything in writing, and then the Google verification form, you want to fill that out. This is, those two things, you want those done prior to the client interview that we have at 2 o'clock, Okay, they're pretty easy. Might sound complicated, but they're pretty easy. Okay, especially if you're 27, like you'll fly through that. The other thing is the client interview too, and then over the weekend we need the logo because I have the graphic design team that's gonna help you with the logo. So send us what you have there. And then also the photos.
And you want me to send that to, you want me to send that to that photos@localsplash.com.
That's right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it, Noah.
Okay.
Okay. And the reason we do that is so it doesn't get pixelated. So it won't affect the quality of what you send over if it goes via email, the JPEG.
Yeah.
It'll just automatically convert to JPEG. So that way you don't have to worry about that. And then the verification letter, when that comes in, there's a 5-digit code on the back of it. We may be able to bypass your verification letter. I'll try to do that just because it'll save us some time and let us get things going a little faster. But they naturally just send those out. So if you do still get it, even though we bypassed it, you want to save that. You only have to verify your business with Google one time for as long as you own it, unless you move or relocate to another area.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm not too concerned about this transaction. So assuming that goes through here, it's asking me to wait 5 minutes. When it does go through, you'll receive those messages automatically. You'll get the UN, the subscription terms, and the Google verification form. So you can start working on those. And then the client interview is scheduled for today at 2 o'clock. What's going to happen at the client interview is I'll call you first. Unless I'm on a call, then they'll just call you directly. But usually I like to call you first, introduce you to the client interview technician. So that way, you know, you've got the right people. And then, I let them kind of, I just hand it off basically and they take it from there. If you're not sure, anytime somebody calls you and they're saying it's Local Splash, if you're not sure, just, verify T-Bone. Okay. Is your security question.
Okay.
All right. That's basically it. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So I'm not here on the weekends. I try to give those days 100% to the family. But if you do call in and you hit extension 1, there's always going to be a live operator available to you.
Okay. And then I'll receive all of those details. Well, I'll receive that email for all that client information, right?
I know. I'm a little frustrated with the billing thing right now because normally you would already have this in your hand, right? I mean, I can stay on the line and wait if we want
make sure that
goes through and hand it off, but I'm pretty sure that we got it resolved. It's just they're asking me to wait 5 minutes, but it'll come through automatically the way our systems are set up. Once the payment clears, it'll automatically publish and then submit everything over to you in the agreement.
Okay. Yeah, no, not a problem. I've got a few things that I need to take care of real quick anyway, so.
Yeah,
so I'll just be keeping an eye out for that
email. Yeah, it's going to come through text and email, so your phone will start beeping. You'll get them.
Okay. Sounds good.
If not, I'm going to be blowing you up because we need those signed off on before the client interview. At 2 o'clock today anyway.
Sounds good.
All right, Noah. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Looking forward to working with you. I appreciate the advice on the kids. You're more experienced than me. But if you need anything, like I said, don't hesitate to call, man. We want to see you be successful. If you're not making money, then we're not making money. We're not going to see you come back each month. So, you know, it's definitely a team effort. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our call at 2, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.